Hear every pitch, every hit, every win of Texas A&M baseball on Sports Radio 1150. Plus, Zone 102.7 FM. This is KZNEKNDEHD3 and K274CM College Station Bryan.
Play.
I'm Mark Jackerman. After a season and a half, the Cavaliers have fired head coach David Blatt, reportedly. The move comes with the Cavs leading the East at 30-11. They had won two in a row, but were crushed Monday at home by the Warriors, who are back home tonight and take on the Pacers, and will have head coach Steve Kerr back. He returns after missing the first 43 games after recovering from back surgery. The Spurs picked up their 12th straight win last night, opening a three-game road trip with a win over the Suns in Phoenix. Next up will be the lowly Lakers in L.A. tonight. The Thunder go for their seventh straight in Dallas. The Cardinals and Panthers meet in Charlotte in the late game Sunday. Jared Allen in his 12th season, looking to get to the Super Bowl for the first time, but he won't be able to help out this weekend as he's been ruled out due to a broken foot. A tough decision for head coach Ron Rivera, but one that he had to make and not leave it up to the veteran defensive end.
There's a tremendous amount of desire. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that's who the young man is. And you know, I'm not going to say this is one of those where you have to save him from himself, but you know, to a degree, I think there is a little bit of truth to that because he's such a competitor. He's such a warrior.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady has been perhaps the best quarterback rivalry in history. The two will likely meet for the final time Sunday in the AFC Championship. Both have immense respect for each other. The Patriots are looking to win their fifth Super Bowl, the tandem of Belichick and Brady, and Manning said they've been a model organization.
They've had excellent continuity, you know, from Coach Belichick to Tom Brady. You know, there's a reason, you know, their head coach and quarterback have been there for as long as they have because they've both been outstanding at their respective jobs.
The Jaguars have extended Gus Bradley's contract, giving their head coach another season. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, this is Brandon Tierney.
And I'm Tiki Barber.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Tiki and Tierney to keep up with the show. Tune in every weekday morning, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. Holla.
I'm Patrick Zinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rplepestcontrol.com. The Bryan ISD Education Foundation is accepting nominations for the 2016 Hall of Honor for graduates of Bryan ISD. Go online to halloofhonor.bryantx.gov for information and forms. Professionally trained health insurance marketplace enrollment specialists with the Enroll Brazos Valley Coalition will be hosting an event tomorrow at the Health Point Clinic in Bryan to help people enroll in health plans. The 7th Annual Sassy Shoe Social and Shoe Contest kicks off the shoe drive benefiting Phoebe's Home Saturday at the Brazos County Expo Center. Social hour starts at 6. Visit their Facebook page for more information. Tomorrow's sunny with a high of 53. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of about 34. Next Monday, we welcome in the Doug Gottlieb Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on The Zone. To get a head start, check him out on Twitter by following at Gottlieb Show or get more information at gottlieb.radio.cbssports.com.
Can a Texas realtor help you sell your home? Of course. Is a Texas realtor your go-to source to buy property? You betcha. Will a Texas realtor make you an omelet with salsa fresca? Unlikely. But if you want more office space, need a property manager, want to buy a ranch, get a condo upgrade, downsize, or exchange your duplex for a triplex, a Texas realtor is the professional for you. Just make your own omelet, okay?
Whatever your real estate dream, a Texas realtor can get you there. Find a Texas realtor at texasrealestate.com.
Will a Texas realtor help you negotiate your real estate deal? Absolutely. Is a Texas realtor your best source for accurate real estate info? Unquestionably. Will a Texas realtor show you how to fold an origami penguin? Probably not. But if you want to buy your first home, sell your ranch, get a lake house, lease a warehouse, move downtown, uptown, or out of town, a Texas realtor is the professional for you. You're on your own with the penguin.
Whatever your real estate dream, a Texas realtor can get you there. Find a Texas realtor at texasrealestate.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." This plain language is inspired of God. If you don't believe in God, then you're a fool. As Romans chapter 1, verse 20 declares, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his external power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Yes, there is no excuse for not believing in God, because the evidence is all around. Trees, oceans, mountains, clouds, stars, and animals of every type, the human body, etc. Some amazing design plans the existence of a creator. See Psalm 19. The Bible Minute is a work of the BCS Church of Christ located on Highway 30. Find out more information at bcschurchofchrist.com. That's bcschurchofchrist.com.
Tune in to Tex Eggs Radio. Each Monday and Friday for Aggie Football Talk with Billy Lucci. Go straight to the source with Luch on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Always look at the bright side of life. I think field journalists always get such a bad rap sometimes by the general public, but, you know, you give me spoiled milk, I'll try to make yogurt out of it, because I don't like yogurt, but that was a pretty bad joke. But, oh, anyway. Welcome back to Aggie Nation. Maybe that's why we're going off the air. Cease's bad jokes. This is the last hour. Start off with a great joke there to keep everybody involved. Robert Sesta alongside me, Robert Primo. Aggie Nation, as always, has been sponsored almost from the get-go from MSC Opus. They got a great lineup. They always have. Go to mscopus.org. That's not going to change after we're off the airways. You want to join in that last hour? Sure you do. Give us a call at 693-1150. You could be the last person we talk to on the air. Or you can text us, which many people have. Where did my voice go? Holy cow. 229-1939. I talked to Aubrey and my voice just goes absolutely bonkers. Garrett, you can go ahead and call Sam Kahn right now. Let me know when we get on. And that's a way of telling the listeners. We're going to talk to Sam Kahn, ESPN.com. He's been a friend of the show for a long time, got a lot of insight. And when I texted Sam and told him the show was on life support, Sam goes, you know, I want to be on there for one of the last shows. So we're going to get Sam on. We're going to talk to him as well. And we're going to talk about a lot of other things here as well. And while we're waiting on him, I'll point out that 107 underclassmen have declared for the NFL. What's kind of funny is I need to double-check this because AP's reporting 96. CBS Sports.com is reporting 107, which would be a record. And when I saw that, I said to myself, did they both get the same release or not? What's the deal? How could two major organizations not get it together like that? So bottom line is I thought the underclassmen would dwindle as they get those reports and people realize you're not going to be a first or second round pick. Why not go back to college and improve your draft stock? That's what I say.
Well, and it's weird that they – I don't know if it's weird or not. The rules in college basketball have been so weird for the longest time. Yeah. The only sport I can think of that seemed a little bit odder was baseball with the way they do the draft. And the rules and what we understand the rules to be are sometimes a little bit different.
Yeah.
But you see some, you know, in the past you would see junior college baseball teams that had nothing but major leaguers on them because of the way the rules are set up. And that basketball has been a similar situation.
And my producer is going to be happy to know I do read my emails and read my texts, and now we have Sam on the line. Sam, how are you doing, buddy? Sam?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Let's play it one last time. Let's let's hear it. Let's come on, Garrett. Turn it on. Sam's on.
First name, Sam.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Sam, how are you?
Samwise the Brave.
Last name, Kahn.
Kahn.
Sam Kahn.
Thank you, Sam. I am.
I want to hear more about Sam.
The roughest, toughest He-Man, stuffest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande.
Now, Sam Kahn.
Sam, we said first, I just want to thank you for being such a good friend of the show and really helping our listenership.
No, appreciate you guys. It's been fun, man. I hate that it isn't, but it's been fun joining you guys the last few years.
And let's get right to it. We always love your expertise, and I'm getting ready for the show today. See, A&M adds a commitment yesterday. Argyle Liberty Christian quarterback Nick Starkle. Other than I know he's a right-hander, that's about all I know at this point, but I know Sam's going to tell me so much more.
Yeah, no, obviously, as we all know, that was a much-needed commitment for Texas A&M at the position because of the departures of Kyler Murray and Kyle, and they needed as many quarterbacks as they could get in this class. So you've got Trevor Knight to transfer in. Now you get Nick Starkle. He was formerly committed to Oklahoma State. We have him ranked as the number 18 passer in the country. And the four-star commit, like you said, out of Liberty Christian in near Denton, Texas, over North Texas. He's more of a pocket passer, not a guy you'll consider a dual threat like a Kyler Murray type, but he'll be more of a pocket passer type. I'll be interested to see. It's kind of difficult to know how he'll fit in just because we haven't seen Old Mazzoni's offense at Texas A&M yet, and certainly Mazzoni has a track record in places he's been, UCLA, Arizona State, so on and so forth. But I think Mazzoni does a pretty good job of adapting what he has offensively to his personnel. So he'll tailor what we see this offseason or this coming season will give us a better idea of how he'll utilize the quarterbacks. But we'll get a better idea then how he fits in. But Starkle will, sign in February and we'll be able to compete, as soon as he gets on campus with Trevor Knight and Jake Kubiak.
Were there other options out there, or was this what you could tell the best option for A&M?
There were other guys that they kicked the tires on, but I think this was the guy they had the best shot at. So Starkle had reopened his commitment last month, decommitted from Oklahoma State, and was starting to look around. And that was around the time, not too far from around the time that A&M had their transfer leave. There were guys committed to other programs that they checked out, but this became, I think, like I said, the best shot of them getting a guy in this class. They had to have somebody in the 2016 class, so the fact that they got one is just huge for Texas A&M.
Does this show that even with back-to-back 8-5s, I read some of the social comments about Kevin Sumlin's recruiting. Does this still show that when Kevin Sumlin needs to go get a skilled player, he can still go get who he wants, basically?
Yes, I think so. I mean, the offensive reputation for Kevin, though the recent results in this last calendar year have not been good, his reputation overall is still pretty good in these circles. And they've got such good skill talent on the roster currently. So, it's an attractive situation for quarterbacks when you look at, Ricky Seals-Jones, Josh Reynolds, Speedy Noyle, these guys on the roster, Christian Kirk, he was only a freshman, so he'll be around for a few years. This is a team with a lot of good skill talent. You've got Keith Ford, who will be eligible at a running back this year. I guess the one concern is the offensive line, but, given Mazzoni's, offensive history, and he's traditionally had a pretty good offense, I think that combined with the skill talent they have still makes it an attractive place to quarterback. The recruiting class is good. It's not. Jump off the bridge here and say that their recruiting is in the tank. It's not. It's not as good as it was 2 years ago. I mean, they're not going to have a class that rivals the group that they brought in when they brought Myles Garrett in and Kyle Allen and Otara Olaka, all those guys that came in Armani watching that 2014 class. This class is nowhere near that good. That said, it's still a top 20 in the country type class. I think we have them ranked right now 17th. In the nation in the recruiting rankings. If they close strong, they can maybe finish closer to 10. If they don't finish strong, they'll probably finish closer to 20. But it's still a solid class overall.
Do you get a feel if A&M will close strong, or you just don't have a good feel on that yet?
I think it's still hard to tell because, in these days, recruiting is getting so fickle now. Guys changing their minds so much. And there's so many suitors right now. I mean, Texas, obviously, is in the mix for some of their guys, Baylor, TCU, even Houston is a factor now because of the success that Tom Herman had there in his first year. So it's kind of hard to tell how they're going to finish, but I think if they could keep some of the guys that they have committed that are kind of wavery and maybe land one or two uncommitted guys that they're targeting, then I think you'd have a pretty good finish for them.
Hopping all around, and it's our last show, and I always want to get your expertise. I know you covered Tech and LSU in the bowl game. Are you surprised that LSU that Les didn't make a change at offensive coordinator? I read on the Baton Rouge paper they're negotiating to give him a new contract. Cameron, that is.
Yes and no. Yes, in that I think after going through what he went through, the consensus was that because of some of the disgruntled, you know, fans and alumni, that there wasn't change needed offensively. That said, I think Les believes in Cam Cameron. I think Les believes that he's the guy. And the one thing that stuck out to me was that after the bowl game, which they were very good offensively, of course, against the Fort Texas Tech team on defense, but they had such good results offensively. Brandon Harris had a good game. They had moved Cam Cameron from the booth down to the sideline, and Cameron normally is in the booth, and Miles talked about how much that made a difference, and Brandon Harris on how much it made a difference to him to have Cam there. So I got the sense that night after he said that was going to be the change, was that we could see Cam Cameron on the sideline next year rather than in the press box. So if that's the change, I mean, then that's what Miles is going to ride with, and he's got to hope that it works, because so far, when it comes to playing the elite teams or the Alabamas of the world, it hasn't worked out very well for them all.
Before I let you go, last question. When you look at the SEC, which team do you feel has done the best at revamping their staff?
I'll say not revamping. I'll say the team that is impressive is Ole Miss, Ole Miss being able to hold on to both of their coordinators. I think that was huge for them because, you know, they're losing all these guys that are going into this into the draft, you know, Laquan Treadwell, Laramie Tunsil, Robert Kimdiche, and they were able to keep both coordinators, keep Hugh Freeze, and they have a top five recruiting class right now. So they are reloading for what seems to be an extended run at contention in the SEC. Chad Kelly will be back, so that'll be really good for them. But I the fact that they were able to keep their guys, keep everything intact, and they're still recruiting at a high level, makes it clear to me that they're not a, you know, we're going to have one great class or two great classes, and then that's going to be it, and that's going to be the end of it. It looks like they're around to stay, and it's impressive what Hugh Freeze is doing right now.
I was going to say, is Freeze on the field makes some questionable decisions sometimes. Maybe he'll get better there, but is this just Hugh Freeze being the good old boy and everybody likes right now, still likes the good old boy?
You know, what they've done the last few years has been impressive. You know, he came in around the same time as Kevin Sumlin, and mm-hmm. Ole Miss has had a little bit more success, and they finished closer, you know, to the top of the SEC West. And, of course, they beat Alabama 2 years in a row. I think those are huge wins. You saw what the Alabama win did for Texas A&M in 2012, and what it's meant for the program. The fact that Ole Miss has beaten them twice in a row, I think you can't overstate the value of a win like that.
Good old boy for us has always been Sam Kahn. You want to check his stuff out at ESPN.com. Even though he's not going to be on Aggie Nation, you'll still want to check him out. Sam, appreciate everything you do.
Thank you so much, guys. I'll take care.
Okay, that was Sam Kahn of ESPN.com. When we come back, Prima and I got to talk a little bit more. Come on, you got to keep talking men's basketball until the high school report. Aggie basketball up next.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902. Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's Little Girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Howdy, Aggie fans. Your Fighting Texas Aggie track and field teams are back in action tomorrow, January 23rd, when they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. They'll welcome Arizona State, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech to the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium for a 12 p.m. start time. Purchase tickets today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or by visiting 12thman.com/tickets. Support your Texas A&M track and field team tomorrow at noon at the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium as they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. Thanks and gig'em. Huge tax refund sale at Game Exchange. Game Exchange wants your product and we pay more. Bring in your products and get credit or cash. Game Exchange is the best place to shop. Get 10 DVDs for $20. All Blu-ray and box sets, buy one, get one free. All speakers and Beats are 25% off. And all iPhones, Androids, tablets, GoPros, and wearables are 25% off. It pays to stop and shop at Game Exchange. Save money and make money at Game Exchange between Harvey Washbangers and Yogurtland on Texas.
Kreinz Market's one-year anniversary is fast approaching. To celebrate, each week we'll be serving up specials of our mouth-watering barbecue. From our new items on the menu to your favorites, brisket, sausage, ribs, and more. Join us Sunday, February 7th to help celebrate our anniversary and to watch the football game at our Super Party with great food, drinks, fun, and door prizes. On Highway 6 next to IHOP, on Facebook at Kreinz Market Bryan or at 704-6147. For any big game, any gathering of friends, and any time you celebrate, Kreinz Market, the official barbecue of the Louie Belina Show.
On TexAgs Radio, Gabe unveils his use of prescribed performance enhancers in an effort to overcome a common cold.
Doc put me on steroids, OB.
Looked like you were getting a little bit muscular today.
Got to admit that. If I do test positive, I just want everybody to know it was just one time. I did it strictly for recovery purposes, not for performance enhancement. I may or may not get into the Radio Hall of Fame, but I think the voting media will go easy on me.
TexAgs Radio, doing the heavy lifting for your enjoyment, mornings from 8 to 11 on The Zone.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall.
Our swan song. So glad you could join us. Robert Primo, Robert Cessna. Text us 229-1939 or call us 693-1150. Have to laugh. Text just came in. This kind of shows how good Rob's music's been. It gets people thinking outside the box. Someone text in, your last song today should be Happy Trails by Van Halen. And thanks for the text, but as you can tell, Rob has spent some time. Pretty good music so far. I would, if get grade my Aggies, I would give it an A. Why don't I give an A plus? Because I never knew what a B plus was in my career. Why would I give anybody an A plus? Come on, so give him an A. So a couple songs to go.
Given Rob music recommendations is a little
right.
Like given.
Go ahead, say it.
Well, I was going to say, those of us who are English major geeks, book recommendations, I can find my way around the library just fine, and Rob can find his around his disc library. At the same time, though, Happy Trails by Van Halen might not be such a bad idea.
I thought you were going to say it was like someone giving Kevin Sumlin offensive play calls. Oh, wait a minute. That might not be a bad idea. But I'm bummed. Thank you. Let's go off the last show in a blaze. And I know Kevin listens to the show all the time.
I'm sure he does.
He hates to see it go. Okay. We're having a good time. Hope you are, too. Talking about – you got to talk about the men's and women's basketball. The thing I looked at, wanted to mention on there, RPI. And if you know what RPI means, it is so vital. The selection committee uses that to help them determine what your seed is. And A&M men have moved up to number eight. And then you've got to go ahead and figure out how that works.
Well, I'll tell you how number eight works.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
How number eight works is what everybody, every fan wants to see. If they could somehow finish with that.
Number eight ball, I'll take it.
Holy cow. That is heady air
there.
Top. I mean, that's big time.
And the women, by winning last night, by playing well against South Carolina, it's climbed to 16. And what does that mean in the women's, which is different? The top 16 host. So if A&M could close, they would host. And the men aren't going to host. So if the A&M women host, there'd be no excuse not to get out and see them play. But also that men's high seed means you might get a preferential, you know, bracket. And where you get sent, you might get sent to Oklahoma City for the first two rounds and not Denver or Providence or Spokane.
Yeah, and where you get sent isn't as big a deal for the men, although I would imagine the coaches would probably rather be closer to here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if they can stay somewhere in that range or even in the top 20, it makes it – I mean, this is simple math here. It makes it so much easier, needless to say, to get to the Sweet 16 and maybe beyond that. And eight right now is they're in a situation now where if I'm a hardcore Aggie basketball fan, I'm probably nervous because I want everything to end right now. Let's just go straight to the tournament because it would be hard for it to get much better than it is.
I have to give you 100%. Hop it all around here because we do have the high school report up next. Hope to get this in the paper this weekend. A pretty good feature on former A&M women's assistant Vic Schaefer, who was the defensive architect of the team that won the national championship. Some great quotes from Gary Blair. They did a feature to run this weekend on the Mississippi State women's basketball team, top 10, talking about jinxes, as Primo was mentioning. You know, they worked on this for a few days. Mississippi State lost at unranked Georgia last night. It just seems to work that way. And in the back of Vic's mind, he's probably saying, I knew I shouldn't have agreed to do those interviews. You know, it's like, because they just had 7,100 in Monday night's game between Ole Miss and Mississippi State, second largest crowd in women's basketball. And Vic Schaefer's coming here in a couple weeks. He probably will bring some extra fans out. That will be a good one. Basketball, if you're not going to A&M women's game, men's game tomorrow at 3, but you might also be careful, watch some TV. Number 1 Oklahoma plays at number 13 Baylor. Baylor right now leads the Big 12. They still have some tough games to play, and A&M beat Baylor. So you might want to watch that game at 11 before you head on. Texas goes to Kansas at 1. Texas has played pretty well. Mark Turgeon, wouldn't you mind seeing the Aggies play him somewhere in the NCAA tournament? He's number 7 in the nation. He will be going to number 11 Michigan State, which has lost a few games. So must win for Izzo as he hosts. That's 5:30. So on your way home from Reed tomorrow, you might want to get that on your phone. I understand you can get those kind of games on your phone, so that's a pretty good deal there. So those are some key games I'm watching tomorrow besides the Aggie game. On Sunday, tomorrow on the women's game, Baylor plays at Iowa State, but also Texas number 6 plays home to number 19 Oklahoma. A&M has played Oklahoma. You might want to watch that game as well. Bottom line is A&M's a basketball school, at least here for the next couple months. So it's a good thing to say because then they'll be a baseball school. But let's get the basketball. Hopefully this is a long time being a basketball school way out in space, so to speak. Up next, it's the Kelly Burt Dozer High School Report. Thanks, Primo.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Tomorrow's Texas A&M men's basketball game against Missouri is sold out. Many fans were caught in a traffic jam getting to Tuesday night's game, which set an attendance record at Reed Arena. Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute says traffic signals will be adjusted as if fans were coming to a home football game, and fans can help themselves with some advanced planning.
We suggest that people allow more travel time, leave a little bit early, have your payment ready when you get to the cashier stands to park.
Lomax says there will be more people directing traffic and more cashiers at future games. The men's game versus Iowa State next Saturday is also sold out. The north side of downtown Bryan is poised for major development this year.
Up till now, it's really been about preserving, really doing some cool things with the old buildings. In 2016, we have 5 blocks on the north end that are slated for redevelopment.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says those five blocks are on land purchased by the city over the last 15 years.
Lot here and there, you put them together, you remove obstacles, you add infrastructure, you take down old substandard structures. That makes it appealing for a developer to come in and say, I want to buy this or I want to develop this property. Okay.
Dunn says investors are ready to move north after improvements were made in the core area of downtown Bryan.
And now that downtown's really taken off, people see that value, and we've got local investors now. We have some out of town too, but mostly local investment in redeveloping these blocks, and it's just going to add a whole new element.
The five projects to be developed this year includes commercial, retail, and 100 residential units. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Howdy, Aggie fans. Your Fightin' Texas Aggie track and field teams are back in action tomorrow, January 23rd, when they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. They'll welcome Arizona State, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech to the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium for a 12 p.m. start time. Purchase tickets today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or by visiting 12thman.com/tickets. Support your Texas A&M track and field team tomorrow at noon at the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium as they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. Thanks and Gig'em. Huge tax refund sale at Game Exchange. Game Exchange wants your product and we pay more. Bring in your products and get credit or cash. Game Exchange is the best place to shop. Get 10 DVDs for $20. All Blu-ray and box sets, buy one, get one free. All speakers and Beats are 25% off. And all iPhones, Androids, tablets, GoPros, and wearables are 25% off. It pays to stop and shop at Game Exchange. Save money and make money at Game Exchange between Harvey Washbangers and Yogurt Land on Texas.
Catch up on the Longhorns, the Big 12, and football from around the state with Cedric Golden of the Austin American Statesman each Friday at 11:30 on the Louis Belina Show, powered by teamofnevasota.com.
Turn out the lights. Country. The party is over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The part is over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery, cause for me, the part is over. Turn out the lights, the part is over. They say that all
okay. Welcome
back. Things must end.
It's Aggie Nation. Powered by the
I didn't know there were that many lyrics to that song. Dandy Don never sang that many.
Yeah, you've got Cease. Now joined by Dave Campbell and Richard Croom. Excuse me, Larry Bowen. Hello, Larry Bowen. You two guys are interchangeable. It is our finale here on Aggie Nation. If you care to join in and see if my pulse is still there, 229-1939. You can text us or you can call us at 693-1150. This is our we're switching gears here. But speaking of Texas, I do have to say I'll put a personal plug. My daughter just texted me. She just ordered her Aggie ring and sent Dad some pictures. So I got to go ahead and put the personal plug. But and I know Kelly Burt sure. Dozer wouldn't mind that because it is now time for the Kelly Burt Dozer High School Report. Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Call Kelly Burt at 778-1902. He's proudly supporting the youth of our community. And our youth tonight will be on the basketball courts. They'll be out at the soccer fields. They'll wrestling match.
They'll be practicing softball now. They're doing that too. So
we should also mention that your daughter Kim was one of those youth of the community in the high schools that he's supporting. So
I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I always get a personal plug in when I can. There.
We have an interesting race in 18-5A boys basketball.
Tell me more.
We went into this week. Started Tuesday, all the teams in 18-5A had two games left in the first round. Huntsville was undefeated at that point and had a one-game lead over Consol and College Station. The Hornets came over to Tiger Gym on Tuesday night, a game we covered. Consol won that to get a share of first place, and then College Station had a tough loss at home and fell a game back. So it's just jumbled up. I mean, David worked on the standings the other day, but Huntsville and Consol are both 5-1. College Station's 4-2. Rutter's 4-2. Brian's 3-3. It's somebody
Willis
asked me.
Is 3-3 as
yeah,
well. So
somebody asked me the other day which one of our four teams is not going to get in the playoffs because it looks like Huntsville will. So that makes tonight is the last game of the first round.
Yeah,
big game for Brian. David and I talked about Brian's over in Huntsville tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge game. And Brian, right now, I don't know because Chris Jones has not said when suspended players may or may not be returning on that. I don't know who's playing for Brian.
And how many that were suspended? One or two?
Two.
Two, okay.
At this point, and maybe for good, because, again, he didn't care to comment on that, and that's fine. I mean, you do things within the framework of the team. But if they get the people back, or even if they get one of those players back, I think Brian's very much a contender, even with a 3-3 start. And I'm just not assuming that Huntsville is a team that's in. I mean, to be quite honest, I think in the second half, any of these teams can beat each other. And you look at the first half scores, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, it's a crazy district. We asked Rick German. We had Rick on Tuesday before the Tigers hosted Huntsville. And he just thought that it was one of those years when the teams were going to kind of beat up on each other. And I asked
the same thing with Eric Jackson when we started the district. He said, I think all the games are going to be hard to call. And it kind of is how you match up against somebody. And if you want to play the running game that maybe one of them plays, you want to play more physically like – let's say College Station does. They've got a pretty good physical inside presence. You know, it's just hard to figure out how those matchups are going to work in this boys'
district. To let our listeners know, and, you know, Cease, on the high school report, we're all about serving our listeners. But just to let them know, if you're in town and you wanted to go see a basketball game tonight, David will be over at Rutter at the Armory in College Station, which is tied with Rutter for third place, right, David?
That's right.
They're tied for third place. College Station is going to Rutter on the boys' side. And just go ahead and mention it while I'm saying that. The opposite of that, the Rutter girls who are out in front of the district on the girls' side, they're going to College Station. So those are probably our two marquee games.
Yeah, two marquee games because they're between town games in town. I think there's another really big game between Brian and Huntsville tonight. Of course, the one that is over at Huntsville is the boys' game, but the girls' game. Both those teams are 4-4, and so they're looking at they're tied right now for the fourth place spot in the final playoffs. That's a big game. I just looked ahead at the schedule. You can't guarantee anything that's going to happen down the stretch, but I think Brian probably gets in if they win that, and they probably don't get in if they lose it.
And as we finish up, let's just talk a little bit about the teams. David, you and I went over this before the show. The way the schedule's worked out, we've had different teams. I've covered, for example, the Rutter girls a lot of times and feel like I've seen a lot of them. Probably only seen the College Station girls play maybe once or part of a game. But you have watched them. Now, they're going to host Rutter's girls tonight. You like the way they play. Megan Simank has done a good job over there, and she had so much farther to bring that program. You know, they started with volleyball. They had those club kids and you know, they were kind of ready to go.
Right.
That was one of the programs in that school that was ready to go from the very beginning. And they did. They did what you would expect. But Megan had a long way to go, and you said you really liked the way they play, and they have come a million miles.
Yeah, they have, and they're very good defensively. They play full court defense against you, and I really like that. Same thing with the girls. Matchups are always interesting there, but it's fairly clear that Rutter is going to be the huge favorite. If they play like they did against Bryan, we watched the other night, if they play a game like that, they may be your state champions. That's how good they were in that contest the other night.
You know, there's been a lot of questions. They have the front line, you know, the Suber girls or the Swings. You know, they can be a two or a three or a four. Diesta Wilbert is a pretty good size in the middle, and there was a question about their point guards. Well, you know, Trisha Daly made what – 4 6 3-pointers the other day, when Brianna Suber and Kiana Suber are making those mid-range jumpers,
the thing is, I thought Bryan played pretty good defense because they were forcing jump shots and they were hitting all those jump shots.
I know we need to wrap this up because Cease and the gang have to do the kind of farewell thing. I would like to say this, and I appreciate you and all the things you've taught all of us as far as the radio stuff and kind of putting up with the newspaper guys.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I did want to say this. There's a bunch of folks out there, David, that have been really good to us. The other day I mentioned Enrique Luna and Stoney Pryor, but, I mean, just all of them, David Raffield, Ross Rogers, you know, Jim Slaughter out in San Angelo. We could have called him this morning and he would have come on the show. And you know, John Shelton. I mean, there's just, you know, so many people. Tommy over at Navasota, Tommy Gates. It's been a lot of great people, but I just like to thank them because we came at them at a weird time when they were practicing or getting ready to drive to a game, and people really came through for us, and they did it for their kids, and that's probably the best part of it. I know that's what you liked about doing it, because it was something for the kids.
Yeah, I like the high school games. Get out to them when you can.
Yep, it's always about the kids. It's about the kids. It's not about the parents. It's all about the coaches. It's about the kids. And
certainly
the
not about us.
Certainly not about us. It's about the kids and the communities they represent, and we feel that high school, Kelly Burt Dozer High School Report really did a lot for that in the last almost three years. So we do want to say one last time, thankful to Kelly Burt Dozer and his high school reports. You can give Kelly Burt Dozer a call. He's your number one excavating contractor. That number is 778-1902. He has always, and he will continue, even without Aggie Nation, to be proudly supporting the youth of our community. Up ahead next, I'm going to bring in some folks, and we're going to wind it up here on Aggie Nation for today, for the week, for good.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
New quarterback, new offensive coordinator? You need Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of the Belucci Hour to guide you through these new changes in Aggie football. So be at the tap to watch the Belucci Hour every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1. It's spring ball season, and who better to deliver all the news to you than Billy and Bryce of Texags Radio, live and in person. Plus, enjoy the tap's daily lunch specials for only $7.99. Get to the Belucci Hour for the ultimate A&M recruiting updates every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the tap.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M College of Architecture to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's College of Architecture uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Howdy, Aggie fans. Your Fighting Texas Aggie track and field teams are back in action tomorrow, January 23rd, when they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. They'll welcome Arizona State, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech to the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium for a 12 p.m. start time. Purchase tickets today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or by visiting 12thman.com/tickets. Support your Texas A&M track and field team tomorrow at noon at the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium as they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. Thanks and gig 'em.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-990-4307 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-990-4307. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 1-800-990-4307. That's 1-800-990-4307.
Aggie football. Every second, every minute of every day. Exclusively on Chip Howard Sports Talk. Weekdays 4 to 6 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Closing time.
Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience.
The night's all that's left behind. Will you take your part and I'll take mine and go on home? It's closing
Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. It is time for closing time. Appropriate music here. You can still give us a text, a call. You got time. 229-1939. You want to text, what a call, 693-1150. We went ahead and decided to bring Mount Rushmore to you right now. Joining me is Eagle editor Kelly Brown, Eagle Managing Editor Darren Benson, and Special Sections Editor, My Aggie Nation Editor, Music Editor, Music Critic Rob Clark. Boy, the words are not coming well today, are they?
Are they ever?
No. Thank you.
The bigger question is, did he just call us Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore, yeah.
Isn't there four on Mount Rushmore, isn't it right? Four Mount?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, see, I thought so.
I don't know. I'll go through the news real quick here. Okay. So
I always want to know the news. At MyAggieNation.com, AggieSports.com, TheEagle.com.
There you go.
Look at him. Check him out, guys. Okay, first we've got a donation of about $1 million has been made not to Robert Cessna, but to the Star Foundation.
Darn it.
Okay. So this is, of course, something at Texas A&M. And they say it's going to provide stable funding for a program in the integration of global markets at the Moshbacher Institute for Trade, Economics, and Public Policy at the Bush School. So that's a big deal. I don't think I've ever been given $1 million. Well, it's not that I don't think. I know I haven't.
We're all worth it, but we just don't get it.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. You know, so we're doing a follow-up on just how much money has been donated to the Bush Foundation in the last few years. It turns 20 years next year, the Bush Library here in Bryan-College Station. That's kind of a big deal. We've also got a story. Do you know much about this theft?
I don't know much about the theft, no.
They're looking
for a suspect. You know, College Station Police Department sent out some photos that were captured of, I think she walked up to somebody's house. She took a package. I don't know a lot of the details. But
yeah, they say it's happened like four times. Somebody keeps going up to this the porch of a residence in Southwood Valley without the permission and just taking whatever they got from FedEx or UPS. So they if you go online, you can see the photo.
They're pretty good photos. Hopefully she's identifiable because they're pretty recognized.
It's a female crime suspect.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
But I don't qualify.
Yeah. So we have Caitlin's working on a story for Sunday's paper about out at Traditions, where everybody knows is a very nice country club. They are building a retirement center. So an update on where Aggies will come home to roost. And they also are building an opulent hotel out there, the Stella, with the same people who made the Zaza in Houston are building this hotel. And so update on all that, everything that's going out at Traditions Country Club. And we've got a couple of stories about city government. So let's get right to business.
This is it for us. And it was a brainstorm, but I would think, I guess, appropriate, Rob and Kelly. And I think it really has continued to climb. I think that it got better as we decided, right down to we need music for the high school report, right down to the people don't understand. We'd sit down and we'd talk, what can we do about this? What can we do about guests? Because anytime you start a show from scratch, and we're not radio folks, and when you look, there's competition out there, and you got to bring people in, and you got to try to do this, and we're teaching writers how to be on the air, how to do that. And I think we just, you know, it's one of these times, screw it, I'll just say I think we did a great job. I think from day one right up the deal. I mean, that's just the way I feel. I'm a journalist. Yeah. I tell it the way it is.
Oh, absolutely. And we need to thank Ben Downs and Louis Bellina for letting us do this. We really appreciate the opportunity. And I was trying to jot down some notable moments that we've had. For me, some of the fun ones were not sports. We had Jack Hanna on before he came to campus with his animals. And he did not know that he had this huge Twitter following, because he doesn't tweet. It's like his assistant or a family member or something. And when we told him how many Twitter followers he had, he turned to the side and said, "Do you know we have 30,000 Twitter followers?" Anyway, it was just a funny moment. We had Randy Rogers, Pat Green, Jonathan Tyler. They were always fun. Stephen McGee was a superstar for us.
Great.
Just a great interview.
Five-star recruit, without a doubt.
We really appreciate him coming on with us once a week. And I was trying to jot down all the players and coaches, and it's not possible, but we had Chris Valletta, Richmond Webb, Gerard Johnson, Marvin Tate, Jackie Sherrill, R.C. Slocum, Kelsey Bone, Gary Blair, G. Guerrieri, Lori Corbelli, Joe Evans, Pat Henry. I mean, it's just a lot of people that we were able to get on the air and share their thoughts with us, and we really appreciate that. So
I kind of remember my times with Rob, because, I think sometimes you have too much starch in the collar. I got to tell you, that's funny. But I like that. The fact is, you're so serious sometimes, and I got to laugh. And I think I've loosened you up, our association, I'm hoping, because you go like, okay, Cease, we need to do this, whatever. And I'm thinking like, okay. And I've had fun with that, because I think that you've been great for the radio, your thoughts, but I just have to laugh sometimes because you're so serious. And I'm not the most serious guy, let's face it, sometimes. So I think, you and I, it's a good blend. That's my point. Sometimes I don't get there right away because I'm bad with words because I'm a writer. But I'd always, because I remember that first meeting, go, okay, guys, we need a few less ahs and a few less this. And I go, wow, I never really thought. Did I say that? Do I say that? I say a lot of things. But it was fun. It was a growing experience.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look up on Urban Dictionary what too much starch under the collar.
It's in your shirt, I guess I meant to say. It's a C-system. Come on. Okay. Come on, C-system, just go out.
Well,
there.
You know, the show.
And Darren's over there. Oh, okay.
The show evolved.
This is why the show is so good, because Cease just says whatever he wants to say.
And sometimes
that's
I
one
stay
of my
without
favorite
thinking.
Things, what you say without thinking. That should be like your tagline at the end of your email. My favorite thing was the thing that you and the folks at the station compiled on C-sisms.
Yeah,
little commercial.
How many names you can mispronounce in one show?
No, but when you can make fun of yourself,
then
that's great. Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. I get to it real quick. Got a couple texts, and I want to get those out to those people.
Texas.
But I have to laugh because I'd be reading, and then you'd see some people, and you could tell by the way they're typing, they're so irate that I mispronounce one of their favorite names, like one of their athletes or something. They get real offended, and I go, how could they be listening to me and get offended by anything that I would say about somebody? I mean, you really. But let's get to these texts. Thanks for a great show. It will be missed, Chuck. Been listening to y'all on breaks. Farewell and good luck. So we appreciate that. Nice. And like I said, is you know, what's good about radio is you do come across, if you listen to a person, because what I like about Darren, okay, see, so we have today is we're going to do it, you know and people would tell me, you know, hey, that Darren guy, he's real cool, you know, he seems real, you know, real attentive, whatever, real dedicated. And that comes across, Darren, when you're on radio, even for like 2 minutes, it comes across who you are, how well you do your job. You know, and
my favorite thing about, you know, just the, we had somebody who won some tickets, and she came
that.
Into the, you know, I do the news sometimes every once in a while, and she came in to pick up tickets, and I went up front to, you know, the tickets were already up there, but we were looking, and I said something, and she said, hey, I know who you are. And I was just like, oh, I, she
true.
Recognized my voice from the 4 or 5 minutes that I've done on the end of the show.
And like, you can't beat that, because I'm standing in line at, getting some sauce at Rose's. A guy leans over and goes, Robert, you get it, you hurry up. I got to listen to your show another half an hour. You know, you go, whoa, hey, scary. We got to be careful who you talk to.
It's interesting how that happens. I was a couple times, and I'm on it less than you guys. That's happened to me. I thought, how in the world did you? But, you know, people listened, and we really do appreciate that they listened.
Yeah, we did. That's number one. Like I said, a lot went into it, from the music to the original. We said, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get Aggies involved? How are we going to get the high schools involved? What about entertainment, whatever? Then somebody like Aubrey comes along, let's add space news, and all that's good. That's all great stuff.
Some of the other texts someone is saying, and I got to say that we had a outpouring of text messages. Say that with me, Cease. Texts.
What's that?
Text message.
Text.
Text. Yeah, we're going to work
but
on
we
it.
Get more than one. It's Texas.
Anyway, so this guy says, or woman, not sure, don't get to listen every day. Surprised and sorry to hear it's the last show. Maybe a little more. You're cutting it. I'm reading the one on the bottom.
Yeah, I'm sorry, because we said that one. These are the ones up front we haven't even mentioned yet. Okay, it's okay.
You've already read that one?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Well, now I feel stupid.
Because we haven't read this one, That's what I'm saying. So you can do the honors. There you go.
If ever there was a face for radio.
That's
wow.
me. That's me.
I think they're talking
hey,
about
my
at
wife.
Least
thanks,
two of
babe.
Us.
No.
At least two of us. But we have gotten a lot of comments. This one says, really going to miss the show. You guys have done a terrific job. It's been nice learning things I wouldn't have known otherwise. And getting to know all of you through the show has been great. Well done. So you know you can still do this. These guys are going to be on other shows through Brian Broadcasting, through The Zone. So, you know. I'm sure you still see.
Yeah, Tuesday night's game. I was standing right beside his luck turned out with Chip and Olin Buchanan, and we do the Writers Roundtable. And John Thornton goes, "Hey, love listening to you guys. Always look forward to Monday night, you three guys together, because you guys have been here a long time." So, John, and I'm not putting a plug out, but we'll be out there. You'll hear us. You'll hear all of us, or read all of us, or do podcasts or whatever.
Anyone's looking for bumper music.
Yeah, there you go.
But he's going to charge you because it does take
that
a while.
Really was.
Somebody ugly said, all I can say is a while. That's that cuts close. I've been known
that
to
could
say
be,
a few whiles.
It could have been said something like this. They could be saying, at least, or all I can say is wow. Maybe it was that.
I think it's a good thing. That's
yeah.
wow.
Yeah. Let me go testicle.
Like, bless your heart.
Go ahead. You were going to say something, Robert
no,
Clark?
No, just, you know, you can still keep up with us. You know, if you have not gone to our website, myaggination.com, you should. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to keep up with everything going on at A&M. And, of course, theeagle.com and aggiesports.com and the apps and the this and that. But, yeah.
And you asking to break, what would each of us remember? I remember most interviewing Jackie always. And I consider Jackie a friend over the years. You might say, sometimes it's adversary when he was coach and you were a writer, then you progress to this. And like you said, we talk about how we do things. And I've known Jackie for a long time. But interviewing Jackie is so difficult because Jackie answers questions unlike anybody else, because you're trying to listen and he'll pause and then I'll start asking another question. Here's Jackie still talking. And I go, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. And even though I've known him all this time, I would always step on his toes because you never knew when Jackie was going to end up. And his thoughts. Never.
Well, and you can also go to the Eagles site as well as, you know, Brian Broadcasting and check out the podcasts. If you really miss Robert Cessna, you can just go back and listen to that.
No, let's not get
this
that.
One, Oh, yeah. I don't think we want to read that one.
Don't read that one, but inside joke. And we're inside, so.
Might play some blame.
The four Norsemen in here can laugh.
Sure. No, here's the deal. It hurts to say goodbye. But, of course, we'll be here on the other end. We'll be available for, we're going to rent Rob out, right? Different. He's going to be a DJ.
The beauty of it is tonight when we go here, Kelly's going and Darren are going to go into the 4 o'clock budget meeting. They're going to talk about what the great paper's going to do tomorrow, what the great website's going to do. Rob's going to go out to a couple people with him and talk about what my Aggie Nation needs to do. I'm going to go cover a high school game tonight, go to cover the men's game tomorrow. We're going to be out there 24/7 when we can. The Eagle, not all of us are going to be there 24/7. We're going to be there for you.